when his Lord called to him in the sacred valley of Duwa, "Go to Pharaoh, indeed he has transgressed," and say to him, "Would you be willing to purify yourself? And let me guide you to your Lord so you would fear him." And he showed him the greatest sign. But Pharaoh denied and disobeyed. Then he turned his back, plotting. And he gathered his people and called out, and said, "I am your most exalted Lord." So Allah seized him in exemplary punishment for the last and the first transgression. Indeed, in that is a lesson for whoever would fear Allah. Are you a more difficult creation, or is the heaven? Allah constructed it. He raised its ceiling and proportioned it. And he darkened its night and extracted its brightness. And after that he spread the earth. He extracted from it its water and its pasture. And the mountains he set firmly as enjoyment for you and your grazing livestock. But when there comes the greatest overwhelming calamity, the day when man will remember that for which he strove, and hellfire will be exposed for all those who see. So as for he who transgressed and preferred the life of the world, then indeed hellfire will be his refuge. But as for he who feared the position of his Lord and prevented the soul from unlawful inclination, then indeed paradise will be his refuge. They ask you, O Muhammad, about the hour, when is its arrival? In what position are you that you should mention it? To your Lord is its finality. You are only a warner for those who fear it. It will be, on the day they see it, as though they had not remained in the world except for an afternoon or a morning thereof.